Tom.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night. Right now,
that's what it is.
The greatest 2 hours of radio in the entire galaxy. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
If you start
got
with
him
that,
shaking his head early.
If you start with that, then
got him shaking his head early.
That just puts it. That's like.
No, but it is.
That's like. Can you stop yelling? It's like Obama expectations.
Because no.
I am the greatest. I will be the greatest. This will be the best ever. Let me be clear.
Well, let me
then
be
then you
clear.
Have nowhere to go but
no,
down.
No, but let me be clear. Stephen Baldwin here. The unequivocally the finest, most hysterical, fun, zany, wacky, kooky, on my side of the equation, of 2 hours of radio you can have in your entire existence. Now, Kevin, being the... Oh, I'll be nice to him tonight. The realist... I guess that he is.
I am. I'm a realist. That's very fair.
And the radio genius that he is.
Well, that's unquestionable.
The guru, who without him, the House of Cards collapses.
And it is a House of Cards, my friend.
But the Lord works in mysterious ways. I just look forward to the day when, you know, Kevin gets some rare bird flu that doesn't kill him, but just like...
Well, thanks.
Puts him in bed for like 3 months. And I got to do the whole thing without him for 3 months. Our ratings would skyrocket.
Hey, my work here is done. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.
As long as ratings are good and we sell advertising, I go home and sleep perfectly well. The new Saturday night Stephen Baldwin show right here.
It'd still be Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin Live.
We check in with you. With your bedside manner now and again, just to get an occasional.
I just have to call every now and then just to say things like, "Well, how many minutes will I have this segment?"
Yeah.
Just to say things like that.
Oh.
You had to be listening last week to fully appreciate that little contribution.
Yeah, and there'll be more of him to come in the future.
Well, are we on? Okay. How much time do I have now?
You know what he said to me? I didn't tell you what he texted me later.
That he had to stop for commercial breaks. I get the feeling not many people tell Alec to stop for a commercial break.
He goes like this. He texted me after it was like, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And he texted me, he goes, your schedule sucks. I said, well, it's regular radio.
Hey, guess what, Alec? We sell commercials.
We need to. We don't have big mama... Mac Daddy, Pimp Daddy.
MSNBC.
No, but, you know, he... But Capital One, you know,
yeah,
backs him in a lot that he does.
Well, that's of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that going
What's
for
wrong
him.
Wrong with my earphones?
Your chair's messed up. Your earphones...
Oh, my chair. Somebody jacked my chair bad before we came in here tonight.
It's an evil plot, Kevin.
It is.
Yeah.
You want
it's
me
a conspiracy.
You want me to get bird flu...
I didn't say that. See, here you go again.
Wait a minute.
I never said wanted you to get bird flu.
Did he not just say that? Okay.
I said it would...
Our audio guy said
I
you said that.
I did not say that.
You said that.
Don't agree with him.
We can roll the tape back.
He signs your checks.
We can roll the tape back.
He's got everyone here in fear of the fact that he signs the checks.
That's what it is. Nobody could actually be telling the truth.
I said, wouldn't it be great if you got bird flu? It's not the same as me, you know... saying, I hope you get it.
Wouldn't it be great is not the same as I hope
you get
it. I mean,
if you just got it somehow.
Okay.
You know, if you, I don't know, stubbed your toe and got bird flu from it.
Because that happens.
And then...
But anyway, so you wished me bird flu. The chair was like rocking back and forth. I couldn't sit straight in the chair, which was not a personal problem. The chair was malfunctioning. And then now my earphones won't work right. the pop off.
We're off to a good show.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to be a humdinger.
How about that snowstorm?
Gnarly.
I mean, it was cold today.
Dude, it was
when
cold
I left the house.
Yesterday.
Yep, today it was like 9.
And I'm further north now. So
yeah, you are.
I'm at a higher elevation. It's nippy. It is nippy.
So, you were going. Oh, so Alec was. He called you and said our schedule is not ideal.
Yeah, I think he was hoping to express himself on multiple levels.
He's used to NPR. Where there's
just
no
talk and talk and talk.
There's no competitive. There's no competitive incentive for NPR to ever do good radio. So they just let you go for as long as
NPR
you want.
Is good radio. You're jaded, Kevin.
Why do they have such low ratings?
You live in a box.
Why do they have so few people actually listening to them?
Well, probably because they're donor based.
No, if they're doing good radio, then you're going to draw an audience because you're good.
Well, you know,
why would their stations suck wind if they didn't have public broadcasting paying their bills? They'd never be able to.
There's your bumper sticker. Don't suck wind. Do not listen to NPR.
What? But in all honesty,
if that bumper sticker ripped right up.
If they could pay their own way in the commercial market, they would. If they ever were made to compete against commercial stations, they'd fall flat on their nose.
So let's just say they're a different animal.
Yeah, but they publicly have funded but from yours and my tax dollars. And if they didn't get those, they would be out of business. They stink. They have no ratings.
I have found some of their content to be intriguing.
Good. I'm glad for you.
And artistic.
I do like some
and
of the
meaningful.
Creative stuff that's come through them over the years. But as a general format, they suck wind. Would you stop hitting the microphone? That doesn't sound good anywhere. Not on the radio, not on television. Not on the tree, not in the car. Just let me be, Sam I Am. So, Stephen has evidently gotten the bird flu.
I was just going to say that. Just going to say, I just got cerebral bird flu. Intellectual bird flu. Who's
intellectual
saying
right now? Bird flu?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I think.
Okay, so this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is
888-340-33
what?
73.
Yeah. 888-340-3373.
Correct.
And this is the finest 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. We got lots of... What's your topic? This is no fair. This is what you do to me. I get here... by the way, can I get a big round of applause
whatever he's about to say
of the Baldwin McCullough tribe?
Whatever here. He's about to say?
I was not late for the first show of 2014.
That's true. I'll give it up for Stevie B. He was here on time.
Huh?
You're one for one in 2014.
Huh?
You're batting 1,000, my friend.
Isn't that something?
That is cool.
You got that going for me.
We'll see how many weeks into the first month it takes to make that happen. We'll just see.
I'm trying.
I'm going to push you every week. I'm just going to needle you a little bit. Because then you'll be like, no, I'll show him next week. I'll be
what's it, my New Year's resolution? My New Year's resolution is to not... meet this really important obligation. it's just my radio show that we do. You know, no big deal. Millions of people hear us.
My New Year's resolution, just to try. I'm just going to try.
You couldn't even say resolution.
I'm not even going to tell you what I'm trying
at. New Year's resolution.
I'm just going to try. No, so you wanted to know topics. Well, you brought up an interesting one. I actually like yours because it actually played into a very intense conversation the lovely bride and I had last night.
Ooh.
I never thought I'd hear some of the things come out of her mouth that I heard her say. And
yes!
It almost caused me to say, who are you and what did you do with the
yes!
lovely bride?
Did she swing a little left, buddy? Did she?
There was a little nanny stater.
Yeah! See, now, if I'm sounding more like the lovely bride...
That's not... No, in this case, that's not good, because you're both wrong. Yeah. See, he always measures... And I told her this. I said, you know, Stephen looks up to you. He measures himself by your approval. She's like, why does he do that? I said, because he's afraid of you.
What's that SNL skit where there's the famous guy... who talks like this? Who does the and they go wrong? You're wrong. Who's the guy who does the older guy, and they...
This moment of stellar radio being brought to you tonight by NPR.
I'm sorry.
Where we are seeking your contributions to keep this mildly but neurotic...
I'll figure it out in the break, and then you'll tell me, oh, yeah, it's the guy that... I can't think of it.
This other stellar moment.
But I love how you go. I love how you just went, and you're both wrong.
Yeah, no, you both are.
Wrong. I'm Kevin McCullough. Therefore, wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. And, but the difference
what did your wife say?
But the difference is I can tell you why you're wrong. That's the difference.
Ah.
Yes. I can point out. I can show you.
Man.
Simply.
Let's be rough being you.
Not why.
Well, because just to know all of this. Just to have all the answers.
It's a burden I bear. Yeah. I bear.
No,
I can actually pinpoint the wrongness that you and the lovely bride both have. But, I'll come up with something to talk about before we're done. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends about us and for hanging out with us on Saturday nights. I'm not going to say it's the most spectacular, fantastic, gigantic, enormous radio show ever done. I'll leave that for Stephen to say. We just really appreciate you being here, and we try to have some fun while we're at it. 888-340-3373. So, Mr. Baldwin.
Sir.
You said, you were telling me before we got on the air tonight, that in our city, people need to know this in other parts of the country, our city is about to become pre-KGB Moscow. I mean, it's going to be
cool.
The worst place to live in the United States very, very soon, because the new communist has become mayor. And he makes Barack Obama look like Rush Limbaugh. That's how bad Mayor de Blasio is. So get ready for everything to start falling apart. Security from the police department's going to go, you know, wacky upside down the other. I mean, it's just going to be, it's not going to be the city that you come to love and appreciate for the
don't
last
sugarcoat
12
it,
years.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
So communist de Blasio in power now. And he, you know what he did on the snowstorm day? He got up and he was like, well, son, what do you think about the schools today? And his dad, his son goes, well, it's kind of snowing out there, Dad. He goes, I'm going to go out and shovel the sidewalks. So he goes out and comes back in. Okay, son, I'm going to cancel school just because you don't think you should go to the school today. So he did. Canceled New York City schools. They all shut down the day after the snow got there because his son said, I think that the schools should be shut down.
Yeah.
We're in for a wild ride.
Well, hold on a second.
It is going to get real nutty.
Because if you ask me, that's kind of cool.
That's one of the dumbest ways to run a city anybody's ever come up with.
Well, this is the perfect segue.
That and his cokehead daughter. Like those are now your city council? Oh, I'm sorry. She recovered. Yeah. So okay. Well,
easy.
There we go.
First show of the new year, Tiger. Calm down. But my point is,
yes,
maybe there's some good common sense for the mayor to ask his son, you know, out of the mouths of babes. Who knows?
Yeah, or his son just wanted to, you know, like.
Well, no, that's kind of secretly where I'm going with this. Because if it was
skip school.
If Stevie B's dad was mayor and he asked,
yeah.
Steve, I'd have canceled school for the year.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I don't think it's going to not snow for the next 12 months.
I think I'm going to be so traumatized just from this snowstorm, I can't go for the rest of the year. Cancel it for the rest of the year.
So anyway, welcome to the New York, where we used to have a really cool city and really nice people. And you know what's funny? He got up when he got sworn in this week, and he goes, by the way, every single thing I said on the campaign trail about wanting to turn this city into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah, I am going to keep those promises 1,000%.
Communist
and
Sodom.
Here comes Bill Clinton. Here comes Bill Clinton, who swore
oh,
in
yeah,
on the Bible
this.
Right behind him. And Clinton goes, hey, and by the way, I agree with everything that he just said, because I think it should be what we do here. We should just have absolute anarchy, just sex in the alleys, in the streets, wherever you want, and who cares if they pick up the garbage?
Is that where it's going, you think?
I don't know. It's gonna get bad.
So this guy's gnarly.
He makes Barack Obama look like moderate.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty far to the left.
Think he's going to legalize marijuana?
Yeah.
Or try to push for that?
Sure. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Wow. He's kind of the hippy-dippy trippy dude, isn't he?
He's out there, man. Yeah. And he's never not been bold. And this is what I wrote about for my piece, not the de Blasio thing, but We live in a very weird world as of tonight. This week there were three stories that caught my eye, and I don't plan on talking about any of them because I think what you want to talk about is the most interesting. But in summary, there's some nuns in Colorado that sued the government over Obamacare.
Right.
They want to try to take care of old people, and they want to pay their employees according to the rules of the Catholic Church because they're nuns, right?
Right.
So they don't want to like be paying for their nurses and everybody else's abortions that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Obamacare makes you pay for their abortions.
Right.
So they want to pay for that. They don't want to have anything to do with it. I guess in Catholic teaching, like if you even drive the girl to the abortion clinic, you've committed the abortion with her.
Right.
That's the way it looks.
Right.
So you got that story. And so they get a reprieve from Obama's Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor.
Yes.
She goes, okay, until the court decides to listen to it, we're going to let you guys hit pause. You don't have to pay for the abortions.
Right.
And the nuns are like, yay, this is reasonable.
Right.
And the nuns are actually friendly to Obamacare except for these like weird mandates that says, you know, like nuns have to pay for abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, it's not even 24 hours, and the Obama administration's in court going, no, you can't let those nuns not pay for abortions.
I know, I read that.
24 hours. You couldn't like give it the weekend?
Now, break that down for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So literally, Sotomayor said pause.
Right.
And they came right back with, no, 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 don't
even
pause.
Let the pause.
So another way of saying this is Barack Obama and his administration are saying that those nuns should not have the religious right to say this doesn't work for what we believe in.
Correct. Correct. That's what they're arguing. And they're.
Wow.
When you get into the real minutiae technical part of the case, like they want to force the nun to believe that it's not a sin to commit the abortion. And the argument of the nuns altogether is, but we do believe that, and if you make us participate in the process at all, including providing the monies or the insurance that creates the abortion, you're violating our conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we're not.
That's just a problem you have.
No, we're not. No, you don't understand, stupid nuns. We, the Obama administration, we are God. We tell you what's sin and what's not sin. You don't have to believe your stupid conscience.
Hmm.
Whatever God tells you, that's not real. You will listen only to us. Yeah, that's kind of where it's. So there was that story. Now, how weird in the universe of weirdness, how weird does it have to be to say that the American government, which has always been democratic and, you know, the representation of freedom, is trying to force nuns to participate in abortion? That's kind of weird. That's pretty weird. Then you
Very
got this
weird.
Story out of California where the Supreme Court there said, no, it's okay. Illegal immigrants can get a law license in our state.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, they said illegal immigrants can get law licenses in our state. So
how does that work?
Illegal immigrants that are breaking the law by their very presence in the state of California can now practice the law of the state of California, and somehow that's legal and binding and ratified because the court said, yeah, if you're an illegal, you can practice. So even though federal law says you can't give them a law license because, guess what, they're not legally here.
Right.
How can you have a criminal be given a law license?
Hold on a second, for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So did this law pass?
No, sorry, yeah. Supreme Court in the state signed off on it. Said, yep, it's constitutional in our state. We're going to let it stand.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that this law did go into effect where now boys can go into girls' locker rooms.
Wow.
It was backward
well,
week just, in America.
Well, I'll tell you about what I'm thinking.
Yeah, when
right
we
after
come back.
This.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. Once again, 888-340-3373. I'm kind of the kinder, gentler Baldwin brother here on this program, the best 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. But Kevin, who said the new mayor, what'd you say he was? That was awesome.
The newly elected communist mayor that New York City has,
who's going to turn New York into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's How do you do that? How do you just have the chutzpah to say things like that? That's crazy.
Well, I don't have
How
to
much did he
him.
Win by? Did he win by a lot?
70%.
So 70% of New Yorkers.
No. 70% of the voters that voted in the election.
Oh, yeah, there
was
a,
it was a low turnout election.
Right.
But it was a pretty big landslide for. And you know what? He benefits from the all the good that Giuliani and Bloomberg did, especially in the. Protection of the people and crime and so forth. You know, they really got crime rates down. So New York became the safest big city in the world.
Right.
And he's promised to undo everything that they did. So
who replaces Machine Gun Kelly there?
We don't know yet.
Oh, there's not a new guy?
Well, I think a new guy's been named. I don't remember his name.
Is he, like, just totally unqualified or something?
I don't know. But if Sharpton says he likes him, that immediately throws a red flag in my direction. Anyway, for those of you that are not in New York, I know this is intensely interesting to you.
Right.
But you were saying before we went on the air tonight that you had a little interaction at the grocery store or the bodega.
I can just imagine some of our other listeners right now going, "Who cares about what they think about New York City?"
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there were some thinking that. That's why I apologize.
No, it's good thing.
I apologize again.
Thank you.
That he revisited the issue.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here.
Can't read my signs.
Create
kind of calling an audible
here on the program that
you run the
inevitably
the fly route.
No.
I want to cut over and in.
I'm
right
sorry.
Over the middle.
That's yeah, okay. But you have to understand. Growing up as a Baldwin, we played a lot of touch football, killer football, and I was always kind of like my brother. We'd go like, okay, so you go this way, you go that way, you go. And I didn't even understand what like the play that he called,
right.
And I realized that like I was off on the sidelines, going here, I'm open. And, like, I come back and go, why didn't you throw it? He'd go, like, no, you were perfect. He just, like, got me out of the play. You know what I mean? He's like, you go to that yellow cone 180 yards that way and just let me know if you're open.
Right. Because the field's only 100 yards long.
Exactly. So here's the funny thing.
Where were you at this? Were you at a bodega?
Yeah, I was buying newspapers,
uh-huh.
Those brilliant publications, Daily News, New York Post.
Stephen is one of the four people in the city that
New
still
York
buy
Times.
Those.
I read all that. I got to know what the enemy's doing. Oh, I'm sorry. And when I read a couple, like about, I guess, a week ago, or I don't know how long ago, it seemed to me, it wasn't de Blasio that did the e-cigarette law. That's the
new
law.
It was Bloomberg.
It was Bloomy on his way out, dude.
Yeah.
How cool is that guy? Kind of his last little kiss my backside. E-cigarettes are illegal now in New York. Electronic cigarettes
right.
are illegal.
And what are they made of?
Well, it depends. Some of them are, you know, chemical, schmemical stuff. They're all chemical stuff, but
right.
some of them are just an oil, like.
Because it gives you, what, a mist of nicotine?
Yes.
So instead of getting nicotine from the inhaled smoke.
Right.
You're getting some steam.
Right.
That basically has the nicotine.
Right.
But there's no cancer-causing exhale that goes on here.
Well, I guess we don't know.
Well, the cancer-causing.
But wait a second. If there's nicotine.
No, wait a second.
If there's nicotine in it.
Nicotine doesn't cause the cancer.
Oh.
It's the carcinogens of the smoke itself that causes the cancer.
See, now, if I'd known that, I could have debated this guy today, but go ahead.
So, at least that's my understanding. So, the reason e-cigarettes are safer is that you're not putting secondhand smoke back into the atmosphere for other people to breathe.
Right. So, I'm thinking, why would you make that illegal? It's like, okay, you can drink alcohol and drive your car and kill whoever. There's so many other, you know, things you can argue on this. But I'm standing there buying my newspaper, and this guy's looking at e-cigarettes, and I go, I figured I'd get somebody in agreement here. I go, kind of silly they made it illegal, huh? And the guy goes, no, I completely agree with it. I don't want to be sitting in a movie theater and some guy's exhaling some chemical that could kill my child. And I went, wow, you really feel, it's just an e-cigarette. I mean, the point of this whole e-cigarette thing is it's better. But this guy, no. And it made me say to myself, maybe the guy's got a point.
What do you mean?
Well, just maybe he's right that health-wise, because we don't know enough, there's certain decisions that the government makes for us that could be better for us. Similar to these decisions recently about the gun laws, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. So it made me think, is having a part-time nanny state good or bad.
Figures. He's the nanny stater.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am. Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
How's it going? Steve Baldwin here with Kevin McCullough. The fabulous program's called Baldwin McCullough Live.
Indeed.
The best 2 hours of radio. What's bigger than the whole galaxy?
I don't know.
The millennia-ness?
The entirety
of God's... what's bigger than the galaxy?
The entirety of God's created universe.
Google that for me, please. I need to know immediately.
Yeah.
Or did she answer?
I don't know.
Universe. Universe. This is the best 2 hours of radio in the universe. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
Still hasn't captured the
340
gift of underselling.
3373. I say we go right to line one just to start the new year off with a bang.
Well, we didn't even get into the topic yet.
No?
No. You were trying to explain the e-cigarette thing. So why do you think a part-time nanny state might be a good thing?
Well, as I said, with the new gun lawness happening, which is the background checks, what now they're going to say, what really classifies somebody who's been registered as mentally ill or had a mental problem? And I said to myself, well, that's a good thing. Might be good to keep weapons out of the hands of people who, and of course, somebody like you is going to say, well, you know, what does that mean? And, you know, if I, you know, had a prescription for Xanax for 5 minutes, I can't get a gun anymore. No, there's just going to be some clarification there. So it made me say, if e-cigarettes are something that could be hazardous to the health of others, maybe the decision by the state government of New York in a part-time nanny state way to make the decision to make them illegal, maybe it's good.
Okay, I'll go one step further on this.
Uh-huh.
Because the lovely bride and I are sitting at home.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell me this.
And I got off the phone. Actually, I got off Facebook with a friend from KKLA Radio out in California that had just said something on her status update about how stupid is it that we now have to put children in car seats until they're 8 years old. Now, evidently, that's the law in California, and she has an 8-year-old, so now she's got to go find, you know, the newest car seat for whatever time. And that spurred this whole conversation between the lovely bride and I, and we got into this thing, and she's like, well, I don't know. I kind of see the value of having car seats. I said, the issue isn't whether or not the car seats are valuable, and the issue isn't whether or not it's wise to use them.
Right.
The issue is, why should the government tell me that I have to use one? When did the government become the great purveyor of what I should be doing as a parent in terms of how I raise my child?
We get your point. What did she say?
She goes, well, you don't think there's a difference at all between like an 8-year-old and an 8-month-old? Expecting me to go, oh, yeah, of course. No, I think we should have the car seats for the 8-month-old. But I threw her the curveball. I was like, no, I don't think that by law you should have to have car seats for an 8-month-old. I think if you are a parent and you want to be wise and you want to protect your child, you do the things that you should do to protect them. And so you buy a car seat because you love your child and you want to do what's right for your child because you're a good and responsible person. Not because the government's going, you better put that car seat in there. We're not going to let you take the baby home from the hospital.
But don't you think that if it wasn't a law, far more parents would make the poor judgment and jeopardize the well-being of that child?
When?
Yes or no? Answer,
it's an irrelevant question from this standpoint.
No, no.
Why should it have anything to do? Why should what I have to do by law have to do with anything to do with the way anybody else lives their life? You're going to subject me to legal ramification after legal ramification because you have some asinine, stupid person out there doing crazy stuff. When I'm a responsible tax-paying person that loves my family and seeks to do what I do from the discerning viewpoint of what is good for them.
Unfortunately,
when you tell me I have to put a car seat in my car, you can tell me what I have to feed my child.
No.
If you tell me what I have to do to safely transport my child from point A to point B,
listen,
then you can say what I'm allowed to dress them in.
But then,
it's just a degree of separation.
But wait a second, because now we can go way off course here. So then why is there a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit? So then why is there this? Why is there traffic lights? Why is there stop signs?
People that would come to that would say, well, because the government is necessary, and they're only looking out for the well-being of everybody. But government never looks out for the well-being of everybody. We write laws from the worst possible position. We normally wait until something bad happens, and then some liberal goes, oh, well, we should create a law that would prevent that from happening. And you know what happens when we have that? We get people, like in California now, saying, well, when transgendered kids in high school feel put out, we should just let them go into the opposite gender's locker room. Because that would solve the problem of them feeling a certain way. Get the government as far out of my life as is humanly possible, and we will live at peace. You come crawling up in my business, you get up in my nose hairs, get ready for it. Because and this is the new country that we're living in now. They're coming after us. They are going to want to control every single thing we do. And until they're completely out of my life, it's not going to be good. I want the government gone. I don't want to be told to put a car seat in my car. 888-340-3373. So Stephen says, what's wrong with the little nanny state? And I say,
part-time nanny state.
You let a little nanny state in, you let them all in. Because it's just a matter of time.
I don't know.
You watch. You watch what happens in New York over the next 4 years.
The e-cigarette thing was maybe a good idea. I think the new background checks on gun laws might be a good thing.
All right. 888-340-3373. He's your local liberal tonight, Stephen Baldwin. I'm the clear-thinking conservative, Calvin McCullough.
But here's why I say what I say.
Go ahead.
Because I don't agree with you about one thing.
What's that?
I think it is the government's job to decide for all, because unfortunately, there's a bunch of bad apples in the bunch.
So let them weed themselves out of society. Let them.
What does that mean?
Let them do their stupidity and blow themselves up. It is not the responsibility of the rest of the law-abiding culture to sit there and go, well, we have to reorder everything in our lives so that these idiots don't kill themselves. That's not...
But you make an interesting
point. That's not freedom.
And when we come back, I'm going to address this. You know how now, when you go to airports, you can get like this this TSA clearance?
Yes, the special pass.
Maybe we need to start having that for the culture.
All idiots in this line here. Everybody else go that way.
Yeah.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The best 2 hours in radio in the entire universe. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's galactically good, dude.
Baldwin McCullough Live. Numbers 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're about to go to the phones here, but I think part-time nanny state, it could be a good thing. Part-time. I think there may be some things about what...
And who's going to tell the government when they've gone too far in their part-time capacity?
You, Kevin McCullough, you!
I mean, how do you judge?
You will tell them.
The problem with government is if you give them part-time, they'll just take full-time.
De Blasio, that communist leader of Sodom and Gomorrah, New York City.
Wait until we're 40 years down the road. Wait till you see what happens to your city.
I'm on your side. I moved up into I'm up in a log cabin now. I'm prepping, son. I'm prepping. I'm one of these prepper dudes.
25 5-gallon cans of beans in his basement.
Totally.
Yeah. Ralph, line one in Red Bank, New Jersey.
It's
listening.
The first call of 2014.
On AM 970.
Our good buddy Ralph.
When you say get the government off the bus, you are continuing the legacy of the late Gray, Bob Franz, and in tribute and in memory of him. First of all, I want to say this to Lady Josephine. Let your heart not be down, because our thoughts, prayers, sympathy, and love goes with you in this moment of grief and this hour of loss. And in tribute to Bob Franz, I want to say this. Life is not measured by every breath that you take, but by the moment that takes your breath away.
Hmm.
I consider myself a lucky man in that when these strangers came to the same land, Reagan was in the White House, Bob Grant was on talk radio, he was the pioneer, he was the golden standard for others to follow on this format that we take for granted today as talk radio.
Yeah.
That was the heyday and the golden age of radio. And Michael Jackson was playing on the FM,
Ralph, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. If Bob Grant had never been given a microphone, a certain man named Rush Limbaugh would have never been given a microphone, and none of the rest of the talk radio industry would have ever existed.
Great one came on because of him. You guys remember Curtis and Lisa Lee, where he was mentor.
Sure.
And inspired by Bob Grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the departing of ways happened, there was a Curtis Lee and Lisa Sliwa on the radio. And those were the heady and the golden age of radio, when Bob Grant and Barry Parker and all the rest of them was on.
Yep.
And I thank you for, allowing
me. Thanks, Ralph.
Ralph, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
That's nice, Ralph. Calling. Little shout out to Bob Grant.
Yep. Is he gone?
I think that's kind of nice.
Did he officially leave?
On our program.
He didn't mention Obama once. We should throw a parade in his honor.
He was so traumatized about Bob Grant.
Hey, he was breaking up there.
Yeah.
Bob's passing was a moving thing.
We love Bob Grant.
I don't think that Bob ever appeared on the frequencies we're on.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.